Well, there's news in Washington, D.C. Michael Flynn pleads guilty to felony charges, all part of the Robert Mueller investigation. Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Meanwhile, over on Capitol Hill, they're achieving major news as well, but you probably won't hear about it on this day of massive bombshell revelations from the Mueller investigation. But Senate Republicans now say they have the votes to pass their massive tax cut bill. This development comes after concerns last night from some fiscally conservative Republicans that that bill would add $1 trillion to the deficit over a decade, even after factoring in the economic growth that Republicans say would come from these tax cuts. The Senate version of this bill cuts the corporate tax rates and taxes for families and individuals until 2025, some of them at least. It also eliminates the alternative minimum tax, a handful of other tax benefits, and fewer people would be subject to the estate tax. That's the tax on wealthy households when people die and pass on their riches to the young. Also notable, it repeals the individual mandate from the Affordable Care Act. That's been a cornerstone of the Affordable Care Act. Joining us with more on this bill and how Senate Republicans are going to resolve some of their differences between themselves and the House is Laura Davison, congressional reporter with Bloomberg Tax. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Well, Laura, Republicans say they have the 50 votes they need now, but take me back to last night, because there was some drama, and I'll call it Senate drama, on the floor during a tax vote where a handful of Republicans were holding back on their votes and threatening to sink this tax bill. What happened?
Yes, so there were three senators in particular, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Jeff Flake of Arizona, and Bob Corker of Tennessee, who were saying, look, we're concerned with this process. We're concerned that some of the issues we've been raising for weeks have not been addressed, and basically threatened to derail the whole process. Ultimately, they got to a yes, and the process moved forward. And at least two out of those three have said, yes, we will vote for the bill. So for Ron Johnson, he wanted more money for small businesses, what's known as pass-throughs, which can really be anything from a small mom-and-pop store really up to big private equity hedge fund, that sort of thing. So he got more money overnight, and he came out this morning and said, thumbs up, he's in for the bill. Flake and Corker were the ones with deficit concerns, and Corker really being the most strident. He has been talking for months about how he doesn't want to vote for a bill that will add one penny to the deficit. And it looks that he's really lost his battle. Leadership was able to get Flake to vote for the bill. He got some concessions saying that they'll work on immigration issues, that deferred action for childhood arrivals, something that's important to him and his state of Arizona. He also got a little bit of tweaks on the budget, just sort of kind of some small technical things that he said, okay, he can vote for it. But Corker is really the one holdout. And with the margins that they have in the Senate, they can afford to lose two senators. He's one of those that has yet to come out, and he doesn't really have any leverage left. And, he can vote no, but the bill can still pass. And it will, according to scores that we've seen, add to the deficit somewhere, maybe to the tune of about $1 trillion over a decade.
Yeah. So, Laura, if Jeff Flake said he didn't want to vote for a bill that added one penny to the deficit, what's a trillion times a penny times 100? That's 100 trillion pennies that he's going to add to the deficit here. And I say that because Republican concerns over exploding the deficit resulted in a lot of drama last night for Republicans, a couple of Republicans trying to make some move, some nods to the old Republican thinking that exploding debt was a bad idea. And that seems to have gone by the wayside.
That's true. That has very much not been at the center of this debate. Republicans say that their tax plan will pay for itself, that economic growth will be so strong that businesses will be doing so well, but they'll be paying more in tax, and that this won't matter. However, we haven't really seen the data yet to back it up. This plan cost about $1.4 trillion. About $400 billion of that will be paid for, so, about a third. There's some other scores from other estimates from groups that are maybe a little bit less credible. For example, the Koch brothers funded a study that said this will, raise revenues by $1 trillion, which is a lot more than what the scorekeepers within Congress are saying.
And now, once this bill passes in the Senate, it looks like it will. It's on to negotiations with the House. Before we let you go, Laura, what are the main sticking points between the House and the Senate?
So one main issue is the state and local tax deduction. This is really important to high tax states like New York and New Jersey. So in the House, they came up with a compromise to allow for $10,000 of property tax deductions. You no longer can deduct your income taxes. The Senate bill fully gets rid of that state and local deduction, but Susan Collins of Maine, one of the things that they've done to try to get her on board is to have it mirror the House. So if that happens, it's really quite smooth sailing going forward. There are some small issues, some things that are in the Senate bill but not in the House bill. Issues like the mortgage interest deduction is kept at a $1 million cap in the Senate, only $500,000 in the House. That'll have to be worked out. Things like some of the tax benefits for graduate students, medical expense deduction in the Senate bill, not in the House bill. So basically what they'll have to do is run the numbers, see what they have the money to allow for based on kind of the Senate rules, which they can lose a bunch of money in the first decade, but they can't lose any money. It can't add to the deficit after a decade. So they've got to work all of that through. But they're hoping to pass it by the end of the year. And based on the timeline and based on the agreements we've seen this morning, that is very much a reality.
In Washington, felony charges on one side of town in the Mueller investigation. On the other side of town, impending victory for Republicans cutting taxes in Congress. Laura Davison with Bloomberg Tax. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.